Praise God. Are we good now? Hallelujah. We'll just do a little rewind here. I'm just going to do a rewind here just for a moment because the message goes on the web and it goes out to people all around the world. Okay? You know, we're here today. I believe when we honor God when we honor Christ. We honor Christ when we honor the Holy Spirit. We honor the Holy Spirit when we honor God's word. We honor God's word when we honor one another. And today we're here to honor mothers in the house, okay? And so as we're looking at the word today, I'm going to read the text again because we've got to get it out in the network. And thank you for having patience with me and with our equipment this morning. You know, the devil is a liar. We're in Galatians chapter 4, verse number 22, and we'll go again. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. By he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory, something with a hidden meaning. For there are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which is generative to bondage, which is Agar, which is in the transliteration in the Greek is Hagar. And this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, an answer to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not, break forth and cry, thou that travailest not, for the desolate have many more children than she which have a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise, but as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so is it now. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. The title of this message this morning is Mother of All Mothers, and we're going to look at the pattern, the posture, and the position. Hallelujah. First, we're going to look at the pattern in verse number 23. The Bible says, but he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was born of the promise. We have a pattern of flesh and a pattern of promise, okay? The Apostle Paul goes on in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 16. He says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to another, that you cannot do the things that you would do. But if ye be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The law represented bondage. It represented the flesh and acts in the flesh. We're children of the Spirit. We're not under the law. We're under the freedom of the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty and there's freedom. So we have two covenants here. We have a covenant of bondage and a covenant of freedom. Amen. There's two of them. So we look towards the promise. All the promises of God in Him are yes and amen. So if you look with me in Romans chapter 9, we find the promise. Romans chapter 9, verse number 8. He says, that is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise, at this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. We have Abraham, we have Sarah and Hagar. Hagar being the bondwoman in the flesh, Sarah being the promise. We have the tribe of Isaac and the tribe of Ishmael. Ishmael came from Hagar, which represents bondage. Isaac came from Sarah, which represents the promise, okay? We have the promise here and the two covenants that are being established. And when we were born in this world, we're born under the covenant of Abraham, but we When we accept Jesus, we go to the covenant of Isaac, the covenant of promise. So we're looking at things too. There's a pattern. We can follow after the flesh, or we can follow after the promise. Amen? And in other words, everything in the Old Testament was a foreshadow of the new. In other words, God was painting pictures and showing pictures in the natural that had a spiritual connotation, that they had spiritual importance. And sometimes the natural man can't understand the things of God. They are foolishness to them because they're spiritually discerned. But as children of God, we have the Spirit of God. And God wants to open our eyes of our understanding to recognize who we are. That we're children. If we're in Christ Jesus, then we're children of promise. We were children in bondage. But who the Son has made free is free indeed. And we were transferred into the kingdom of promise. Hallelujah. And you know, he says that Sarah basically, that when he's talking about the New Jerusalem in verse 26, it's a reference or a foreshadow of Sarah being the New Jerusalem or the representation of the promise. So when we look at anyone in Christ Jesus is a daughter of or a son of Sarah. Because we're in the promise. We've been grafted into the promises of God. So she becomes the mother of all the children in Christ Jesus, all the children of God. Amen. In other words, we were from the tribe of Ishmael when we were in bondage, but God brought us out of bondage into his marvelous light, and we become children of promise. Amen. So when we see that, if you get revelation of that, I'm not under the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We were all born under the covenant of Abraham, but I come under the covenant of Isaac because I come under the promise through Christ Jesus. Amen. Hello? Yeah, understand what God's saying. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3. And we have, not only is there a pattern, but there's a posture to take. There's something about, you know, Sarah. When I started studying and looking at even Sarah was a blessing. Did they try to do things on their own strength instead of God's strength? Yeah. But did God still bless them? Yeah. You know, in 1 Peter chapter 3, if I sound like I get excited about God's word. Because when revelation comes in God's word, everything changes all around you. The adversary wants you blinded so that you don't have revelation, because when revelation comes, everything around you begins to change. Nothing looks the same any longer. Amen. Not everything we've been taught is right. Hello? Hello? So God wants to open up the eyes of our understanding. He wants to bring revelation and knowledge to you and I. He says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 5, the posture of honor. Sarah. It says, for after this manner, in verse 5, in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subject to their own husbands. In subjection to their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, as long as you do well and not afraid with any amazement. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel or frailer, and being heirs together with the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. You know, it's like this. God says, wives, submit to your husbands as unto the Lord. But then the Father says, husbands, love your wives as Christ sacrificed and gave himself as a ransom for them. In other words, it works both ways. My wife doesn't have any problem honoring me when I sacrifice and respect her. That's right. Amen. It's two ways. And as we're honoring mothers here today, God wants to bring honor on you. God wants you to recognize as a new creation in Christ Jesus, no matter what you were yesterday, behold, all things are new. Old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. In other words, when we have a new direction, that we're walking in Christ Jesus, we can be everything God says we can be. Amen. Amen. He says to me, he says to this to you and I, he says, my word will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish everything I sent it to do. Amen. I thought it was kind of funny. Not only did Sarah have a posture of honor and respect for her husband, but she was humorous too. And so many times, turn with me to Genesis chapter 18. I'm going somewhere with this. Hallelujah. We're just not aimlessly going. Hallelujah. You know, the Word of God says this. In verse 12, it says, therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I'm waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? Talking about Abraham. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. Because God, tell you what, if the Lord came to me today and said, hey, you're going to have a son, you and your wife's going to have a son, I think it was kind of funny. I think it was kind of humorous. You know, but so many times we make reference to Sarah laughing. But in the previous chapter, in chapter 17, Abraham laughed too. Abraham laughed. It says in verse number 16, and I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yes, I will bless her, and she shall be the mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. And Abraham fell upon his face and laughed. And said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. The covenant of the promise is established with Isaac. Abraham represented the flesh and the promise. Isaac represents the promise. Amen. In other words, we see this in a different light. And I was looking at that, and it's amazing. It's amazing how awesome God is. You know, he's 100 years old, and Sarah is 90, and all of a sudden God says, not only are you going to bear a son, but you're going to bear a son. He's going to be the seed of the promise. Yeah. Amen. In other words, God had told them exactly what he was going to do. And God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he needed to repent. God said it, and it was going to happen. And what I have, what the Lord was speaking to my heart about is this. So many times when God gives us something, a vision, or he speaks to you and I, and he speaks something to you and I, when we don't see it happen and the time we thought it should happen, all of a sudden we try to make it happen. We get in front of God. Amen. In other words, we don't want to be in front of him, but we want to be right behind him. You know, I want to be walking right behind him. I don't want to get in front. Every time I get in front of him, man, it's a mess. Amen. And in other words, we stay there and say, Abraham, now we have a whole generation. Did God know what they were going to do? Absolutely. Nothing surprises God. Amen. But you have a whole generation. You have Isaac, which is those in Christ Jesus that believe, and Ishmael that don't believe. Both came from Abraham, but only one came from Isaac. Okay? And so when I was looking at this, he took me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 7. Maybe your body isn't functioning like it's supposed to be functioning. Listen to me. In other words, what the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 4:7, but we have a treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. In other words, the power of God is what changed Abraham and changed Sarah. And it's the power of God that can change the inside of you. Why? Because you're a child. If you're in Christ Jesus, you're a child of the promise. You have the blessings of Isaac upon Isaac and Jacob. Abraham was daddy, but we're following the promise. The promises of Isaac and Jacob upon you. You're blessed of God. And no matter what you have done in your past, there's grace and mercy that flows from the cross of Calvary to forgive you, to renew you, and to restore you into what God has created you to be. Amen?
Amen.
And see, we find there's a pattern, bound or free. There's a posture. The posture was honor. It was kind of humorous. At the same time, it was holy. Because God was establishing something that's being established in this room today. Amen. All the way back then, God was doing something for you and I.
Amen.
Amen. And without the Spirit, nobody could see what was going on. Have you ever been through something in your life and it didn't seem like nothing was going right and it seemed to pass and you really didn't recognize what it was like and how the Lord came in till you look back and you see what God did? Sometimes we miss what God is doing right in the midst of our trial or our test. But God wants you to understand that God is faithful. He is faithful. He'll do everything that He said to you and I He would do. So this now it speaks about the position. Look with me in Galatians 4. Verse number 29. The Word of God says this. But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. That's why the Muslims, for example, are from the tribe of Ishmael. The children of Israel are from the seed of Isaac. That's why they hate one another. That's what the Israel doesn't hate the Muslims. The Muslims hate the Israel. And that's why there's hate in the world. God said, Jesus said, you will be hated for my name's sake. They hate Christians. The Ishmael, the tribe of the Muslims, and those in Christ Jesus, or the Jews, have the same forefather. They both come from the seed of Abraham, but there's only one that comes after the promise, and that's the seed of Isaac. Hallelujah. In other words, so you have a great divide between Isaac and Ishmael. So God put a cross member between the two nations that so they could come together. God still loves the Muslims and still wants to save them. God still loves the Jews that have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. He is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, that all would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's what Christ did on the cross of Calvary. He was the mediator between the two covenants. He could bring the ones out of bondage into the promise by the Spirit. Amen. Look at me in John chapter 1. Verse number 12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen. And that's the mediator between, is Christ Jesus. Jesus said in John 3:3, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, this is still open to everyone. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And no place does it say that those that were in bondage can't call on the name of the Lord, because we were all in bondage until we received Jesus. He is our liberator. He is the one that sets the captive free. He's the one that fulfills the promise of God. How does he do that? He does that through Titus chapter 3. Titus 3, verse number 5. He says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. No one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son except the Father draw them. When you became a child of God, you got the Spirit of God, took residence within you. You know, we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything has become new. Amen. I thank God for my new beginning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In closing, you hear what he's saying today? You have the options. Well, there's only two options. You're either the covenant of Hagar, or you're the covenant of Sarah. You're either the covenant of Isaac, or you're the covenant of Ishmael. Every unbeliever in the United States of America is still under the covenant of Ishmael, because they're still in bondage. Every Jew that has not accepted Jesus, that is on the earth today, is still under the covenant of Ishmael until they receive Jesus to come under the covenant of Isaac. Everyone. There's going to be a tribulation in this world, and unless they accept Jesus, they will not enter in. God has gave a new and a better covenant through Christ Jesus to abolish the law, to abolish sin and death, that we're victorious in Christ Jesus. And he says in Galatians chapter 4, verse number 31, he says, so then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, and you may say, well, Pastor, sometimes I don't feel free. This has got me or that has got me. Well, you've got to get a revelation of who you are in Christ Jesus. In other words, somewhere along the line, we got to allow God to do his work. He is the only one that can transform. He is the only one that can change. You know, the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8, in verse number 2, he said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son and the likeness of simple flesh in for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, when I was looking at Sarah, and the Lord was speaking to me about Sarah, and he was speaking about the covenant, about the two covenants, the covenant of bondage or the covenant of promise. When I was looking at it, I was reflecting that he showed me, and he shows us in Hebrews 11. And Hebrews chapter 11 is the honor chapter, where God honors men and women of faith. And you find in Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 11, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even unto one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. You see, God still honored Sarah. And God recognized her as the mother of all those that believe, that she is the mother of promise. So in closing, we have a pattern. The pattern is bondage or freedom. Hagar or Sarah. Ishmael or Isaac.